of you already know, the state of Indiana initiated a temporary COVID-19 personal care attendant waiver that went into effect on March 6, 2020. This waiver permits a nursing home to employ a trained personal care attendant to perform defined resident care procedures that do not require skill or training that is required for a certified nurse aide. This is a temporary accommodation that was made to help with the increased staffing demands and staff shortages that have been caused by the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. The personal requirements for this position include: the candidate must be 18 years of age, there are no minimum educational requirements for the candidate, and any candidate that completes the training and is employed by the facility must satisfy the requirements for other unlicensed employees that can be found in IC 16-28-13, Criminal History of Nurse Aides and Other Unlicensed Employees. In addition to the personal requirements that are specific training standards that each individual candidate must complete in order to be eligible to perform the duties of this position, the requirements are as follows. The nursing home is responsible in ensuring that all candidates have completed all of the training and documentation requirements to become a personal care assistant. This training consists of 5 hours of classroom teaching and 3 hours of supervised simulation in which the personal care attendant must exhibit competency in all required areas. Both the classroom instruction and competency skills checkoff must be taught by an instructor that has completed all the requirements to be a nurse aide program instructor for the Indiana State Department of Health Nurse Aide Program. The classroom portion of this training must be developed using the Indiana State Department of Health standardized nurse aide curriculum. However, additional resources can be and should be added that are specific to the current COVID-19 crisis. The required areas of instruction include resident rights, HIPAA, abuse and neglect. The candidate should know how to respond to and report any witnessed or reported breach of resident rights and or HIPAA, and know the process for immediate reporting of abuse and neglect to their nurse or manager on duty. Another required area of instruction is infection control, in which each candidate should be knowledgeable in how infection is spread, including the chain of infection and modes of transmission, and specific policies and procedures for screening measures for COVID-19. Students should know the basics of proper hand hygiene, including the ability to demonstrate hand washing techniques, verbalizing how and when it is appropriate to use alcohol-based hand rubs, and correct cough etiquette. Instructions on standard precautions and personal protective equipment, including what it is, when it should be utilized, and the correct order in which to don and doff personal protective equipment when it needs to be utilized. Instructors may choose to include a general overview of droplet and contact isolation procedures amid this current crisis, even though the personal care attendant will not be assigned or authorized to provide care services to a resident that requires isolation precautions. All participants should be knowledgeable and able to demonstrate proper handling of clean and soiled linens and how to properly disinfect common use articles, equipment, high-touch objects, and areas. There will also be a review and instruction on emergency procedures and what to do if a resident is found on the floor, as well as how to perform the Heimlich maneuver if they should encounter a resident that is choking. Instruction on activities of daily living should include the initial steps of resident contact, responding to call lights, how to obtain a temperature, all routes except rectal, techniques for making both an unoccupied and occupied bed, and the handling of linens in both of these situations. This area will also include the proper way to turn and reposition a resident while they are in bed, transferring of residents that only require a one-person standby assist from their bed to a chair or wheelchair with the use of a gait belt. Please take note that for any resident that requires assistance beyond a one-person standby assist, the personal care assistant may only assist if directed by a certified or licensed staff member. Other skills of daily living that the personal care assistant will be trained on include giving a bed bath and/or a partial bath, assisting with dressing and undressing, incontinence and perineal care, assisting with toileting, including the use of a urinal. Again, keeping in mind that the personal care attendant can only do this task for those residents that only require a one-person standby assist. Personal care attendants will be trained on oral care on conscious residents only, the use and storage of devices such as hearing aids, eyeglasses, and dentures, remembering that the placement of orthotics and/or prosthetics must be completed by a certified nursing assistant or licensed personnel. Final steps in resident care will be reviewed and instruction on reporting any observations during the resident encounter to the nurse or manager on duty should also be included in this area of instruction. Personal care assistants will need to demonstrate competency in skin care and pressure prevention by having general knowledge about basic skin care, interventions, and devices, how to offload or float heels, and what observations should be reported to the nurse or manager on duty. These would be things such as open areas or skin conditions that are without a dressing, and any observed bruises, abrasions, or skin tears. Keep in mind that personal care attendants cannot apply any type of dressing. Candidates will also be instructed on oxygen use and safety as it pertains to nasal cannulas, tubing, storage, observing leader flow, and potential hazards. Nutrition and hydration will be taught so that the candidates will be knowledgeable in mechanically altered diets, thickened liquids, the importance of residents' adherence to their diet, passing meal trays, retrieving trays, and setting up and opening packages for residents who can consume meals independently. They will also be taught proper ways to pass ice water to the residents, along with food storage and safety procedures. Another required area of instruction is how to provide care to residents with dementia, giving each candidate an overview of the stages of dementia and tips on communicating with cognitively impaired residents, as well as recognition of when to seek additional staff assistance when dealing with these residents, as well as residents with mental health issues and/or challenging behaviors. Candidates will need to be instructed on how to respond to a challenging behavior, as well as how and who to report a challenging behavior to. The final area of instruction will be a review of resident rights and reporting abuse and neglect. Sample scenarios of a situation involving resident rights, abuse, and neglect, as well as a review of the process of providing immediate protection for the resident until assistance arrives. We'll also review their duty to immediately report to the nurse manager any suspected or observed abuse. After the classroom portion of the training is complete, each candidate is required to simulate the required procedures in pairs or teams, followed by demonstrating the procedures individually in all the required care areas. There is a competency checkoff list, as well as the outline of required course areas for instruction available on the Indiana State Department of Health website, or you can email techassist@qsource.org, and we will be happy to send those documents directly to you. Finally, once the individual has successfully completed the 8-hour course, the facility must submit the names of all the personal care assistant candidates along with the competency documentation to the nurse aide registry. The State Department of Health can request an updated list of all personal care attendants that are currently working in your facility at any time. This request should be submitted in a timely fashion. Personal care attendants will report to the charge nurse or nurse manager on duty, and it is the facility's responsibility to ensure that all the certified and licensed staff members are aware that the personal care attendant has a very limited scope of work and what duties they can and cannot delegate to them. During these times of social distancing and isolation, where more hands are needed, this can provide an avenue of relief for you and your staff members. The team at QSource is here to assist you in navigating through these requirements and assist you in implementing a training program that will help meet the needs of your facility. Again, if you have any questions or in need of any assistance, please reach out to techassist@qsource.org or visit our website at qsource.org/coronavirus. Thank you very much.